That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Listen.
Specialty when Mr. Duncan Hines gets here.
Is a duck a specialty?
It's going to be when I get done with it.
Well, whereabouts are you going to get this specialty duck?
I've done got it. It's in the icebox out in the back of the store. I mean a box, not icebox. I got it last night from Alec Ketter.
Who?
Alec Ketter. You know who he is. Lives about halfway twixt here in the county seat. Got a poultry farm.
I thought he's raising chickens and stuff like that out there.
He is. That's what I'm telling you. Raises these fancy kind of ducks and all and sells them to some restaurant in Hot Springs.
Well, I never knowed that. Knowed where he lived, but I never knowed that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I never neither till Earl Pomeroy told me about it yesterday. Earl drove me over there to get it.
Well,
cost me a good price, too, but I figured if it'd get me a recommend from Mr. Hines, it's worth it.
Yeah, well, it ought to be good, I reckon.
If I can just find a fancy enough receipt to go by.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. I thought you were going to have them Creek Susie Zoots or whatever it is for your specialties.
Grape Zuzettes.
Well, whatever they're. Pancakes is what they're.
Well, I was going to have them for the specialty, but I found out they eat them for dessert.
Dessert? Pancakes?
Yeah. The French do, leastways.
Law, me alive.
See, that's a French dish, when you call it by that name.
Yeah, well, just goes to show how little we know, I reckon. Here I've been eating my kind all my life, and I've been eating all my life first, that's the word.
Here I've been making grape Zuzettes all the time, too, and never even noticed till yesterday.
Well, practical all my life.
Till Squire Skimp bring me that receipt for him.
Well.
And mine was even better because they was way yonder thicker than the way everybody else cooks them.
Oh, they're thick, yeah.
Three times as thick. Three times as good, you might say.
Yeah, but what's that stuff you was telling me about taking a match and lighting them after you got them cooked?
Well, I ain't figured that out for sure myself yet. Some French idea, no doubt.
Well, if they're so bad that you burn them up, I don't see what's used to go to all the trouble of cook them in the first place.
No, it ain't that. It's just some custom, I think. Like, for instance, it says in the receipt they pour some stuff called Grand Marnier and champagne over them.
Over the pancakes?
Yeah. I think that must be the French word for molasses.
Champagne?
No, the other. Champagne is some kind of wine. Wine with soda in it.
They put that in the pancakes? Why do they pour wine with soda over the perfect good pancakes?
I think that's to dampen it down a little bit so as it don't burn up when you set the match to it.
Law, law, them Frenchmen, what will they think of next?
Well, anyways, I'm going to have that for dessert and start off with this fancy duck for the main
meal. You don't reckon they roll them things up and smoke them, do you, Lum?
Smoke what?
Them Creek Susie Zoots.
Why, no, silly.
Well, it might be. They could roll them up like a cigar, catch a match to them. You know, like smoking a cigar after you've asked them.
No, I don't think that.
Try that out.
Of course, now, maybe. Well, I'll tell you one thing to do, and that is watch Mr. Hines and see how he does it. Whatever he does will be the right thing. You can depend on that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah.
Well, the thing for me to do now is to find a fancy, high-class duck receipt. I was noticing one in this book here. It says something about roasting duckling with truffles.
With ruffles?
It says truffles. But I reckon they mean ruffles. More likely a misprint.
Well, you sure now, Lum, who in the world would want to eat a duck with ruffles all around it?
Well, you don't eat the ruffles, silly. That's just to make it look fancy when you're serving it. You know, like sometimes they put them little paper pants on lamb chops.
They do?
Sure. Don't you recollect that time we had at that hotel there in Little Rock?
I don't recollect eating no lamb chops with britches on them, no place.
Yes, you do. Don't you know you ate the lamb chops, pants and all?
Huh?
You said you wondered how they got that nice crust on them. Oh, hi, Doc.
Say, boys. Oh, isn't this rich? That youngster. I want to read you what Ronald said.
Huh?
You're so quiet back there, I never knowed you was in your office.
I got a letter from Myrtle, and Ronald's done it again.
He has.
Oh, that youngster. Smart as a whip. Talk about your clever sayings. Ronald's got them all backed right off the map. I told Myrtle time and again to send them into the magazine. They pay $5 for them.
They pay $5 for what, Doc?
Yes. Here's one he got off just the other day. Oh, that youngster. Let me find the place in the letter here.
Yeah, just who is Ronald?
I think it's on this page here. Niles Albert was in town Tuesday and stopped by the place for a nice chat. No, that isn't it. Lum, I want you to listen to this.
Yeah, I'm listening, Doc. I just sort of glancing at this cookbook here, looking for a certain receipt.
You'll get a big kick out of it, little Ronald. Ought to be on the radio.
Well, Doc, just who is little Ronald?
Yes. Oh, I'm sure it's on this page. Niles Albert was in town Tuesday and... I read that. Niles is Myrtle's cousin.
Oh?
Nice fellow.
But who is Ronald?
Ronald? Oh, that youngster. Talk about your clever sayings. They just come to him naturally. Keeps Myrtle in stitches half the time. Wait till I read you his latest one. Are you listening along?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Doc.
Myrtle likes a nice hand, don't you think, Abner? See there?
Oh, I see. Yes, she does. Yes.
That's a nice curlicue on her ends and ends.
Oh, it's fancy. Yes.
Myrtle and Niles are only a year apart. Well, they don't look it, though. Niles has bright red hair.
Hmm. Hey, this looks like a good receipt. Cook it with oranges.
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, nothing. Go on with what you're saying.
Cooked oranges. Never heard of
it. Well, it's something I'm going to fix up for especially when Mr. Hines comes to my restaurant.
Yes, I knew a lady in Mount Ivy that cooked marshmallows for her husband.
Marshmallows?
Mrs. Schroeder, nice woman. Made quite a dish out of it. Decorated it with parsley, one thing and another.
Well?
Mr. Schroeder is now dead.
Ah.
Well, here I am, prattling away about the Schroeders when you're dying to hear Ronald's latest look. Let me find the place here. And to think he gets off these remarks at his age. You know how old that little Dickens is?
No, I don't. How old is he?
Yes. Here we are, here we are.
This ain't about Niles Albert again, is it?
No. You know him, Abner?
No, I don't.
He was over to see Myrtle just last Tuesday. Dropped in for a chat. But here, listen to what Ronald said.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it, yeah.
The other day, Ronald was out in the backyard watching Plum. You listen?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
This is rich. The other day, Ronald was out in the barn watching Grandma help Uncle John putting new rafters in the loft. Uncle John had to go into town to get some more nails, but Grandma kept on working. About 5 minutes later, she lost her footing. Ronald thought she looked a little dazed there on the floor, and pretty soon he came in the house and said, Grandma's off the beam again. Well, we nearly died laughing. Grandma's off the beam again. Abner, did you get it?
I ain't quite sure.
Oh, that's Ronald. Did you get it, Lum?
Huh?
And to think he's been getting off remarks like that for 11 years.
11? You mean that kid's 11 year old?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm going to say.
No, he's 15.
Huh?
He didn't talk until he was 4. Here, let me read that over to you, dear.
No, never mind, Doc.
It was at all, yes. Niles Albert was in town.
Last Tuesday and stopped by for a chat.
He did? Tuesday? That was the same day he was over to Myrtle. Why didn't somebody let me know he was here? Did he leave any messages for me?
I don't know. I never seen him.
Well, that's peculiar. He'd stop by and not even leave a message. I've known Niles for 22 years. Strange that he'd... Oh, what's the matter with me? He must be the one that left that for me.
Left what for you?
That nice duck.
Duck?
Yes. I had to come over to my office here about 12 o'clock last night to get some medicine for Mr. Johnson's goat. And I found this duck in a little box out in back. Sister Simpson's cooking it up for me.
Sister Simpson's cooking that duck?
Yes. And you know, Mom, you give me an idea. I think I'll have her try some of those cooked oranges with it.
Well, with or without ruffles, it looks like Doc has the duck. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.